Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Well, it's here, guys. Convention week is upon us. What an exciting time to be a part of Legal Shield. I can't wait to see all of you all in OKC this week. And if you still haven't or are on the fence about that commitment to take that plunge and get to Oklahoma City later this week, it's still not too late to do it. You need to be there. It is that important. We're going to have phenomenal time, phenomenal training, phenomenal fellowship, phenomenal memories that will last a lifetime. And the information that you'll receive can truly change the course of your family's destiny. And I tell you what, I'm just so jacked up and excited about it, and the breakout session and all the activities that surround the event around the event. But I'm going to quit talking because we've got so much information to share with you guys tonight, a dynamic guest speaker. So I'm going to straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, of Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. And I just want to remind everyone that if you haven't yet registered for our More Success Team breakout session in Oklahoma City, you can still go to www.moresuccessteam.com and get registered. Of course, it's on this Friday in between the first and second session at the Sheraton Hotel, which is right across the street from the convention center. This year we are limited on time because the first session was actually supposed to end at 3 p.m. Now they've actually extended it to 4:30. So we wanted to tell everyone to please leave the arena just as soon as possible because we need to start close to 4:30 as we possibly can just to get in all the recognition that we have planned. Also, I again want to congratulate Team J&S Moore, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, which came in number one in the entire company in the Destiny Now contest. They, of course, and their entire team will be recognized on stage Saturday night, and we're really excited that our More Success Team is again number one. So when they're on stage, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday night, let's let them know whose team that they're on. I also want to remind everyone that your Oklahoma City Destiny Now convention tickets and agendas are now available for download on your Legal Shield back office. All you got to do is go to LegalShield.com and print out your tickets. You can do that right now. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is a Platinum 4 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner. He's an original Millionaire Club member and 29-year leader of our More Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Randy. I'll tell you what, it's always an honor to be on with you and Jeremy and the rest of the team. This is going to be a great, absolutely great call. I need to correct something I did last week. I introduced the top producer for last month, the top recruiter in the top Destiny team in the United States, which was on our team, but also the top producer. So the top producer, the top recruiter, the top Destiny team was all on the More Success Team, and that top producer was, of course, Mr. Jimmy Perry. So now that that's corrected, I apologize. We'll move forward. You know, this next speaker is, I think you can probably make a movie about his life. I think it would be one of those American movies that could happen only in America. You know, because this young man worked manual labor. You know, he started working his entire life, really. At the age of 16, his father was diagnosed with cancer, and you know what that does to a family. And the next few years, his father went through chemotherapy, radiation, no income for the family. And him being the oldest of nine children, he decided it was time to quit school and go to work. That was the best he could do for his family. Sometime we have to step up to plate at an early age. You know, at that age, I was making my own living, but I wasn't supporting the family. What he found out was, if you don't have an education, and they don't go very far. And for the next 12 years, he did everything from deliver pizzas, furniture mover, to Jiffy Lube, and he tried four home boats business that all ended in failure. And then somebody took the time and sat down with him, as we should more often, showed him Legal Shield. Now, he stood part-time for a few months, 5-10 hours a week, whatever he could work in, you know. And, you know, after a little while, Randy was paying more than a 60-hour-per-week job. The second year, he was already earning $100,000 a year with Legal Shield. He never looked back. 7 years later, he was a Hall of Fame, and now he has a purpose in life. He's a millionaire. come from no education, the millionaire, so you know he's learned a lot along the way. He's now the RVP for the state of Utah. He has an amazing wife and six children, and in 2003 was a top recruiter in Legal Shield and received a $10,000 bonus on stage at our national convention. You know what? All right, ladies and gentlemen, get your pencils down. I want you to learn from a guy that went from nothing to millionaire with no high school diploma, so we can do it. Just got to go out and do it. My friend and yours, a great team member, Mr. Dave Hall.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore, and it's just a huge honor and privilege to be invited to speak on the team call. There's just so many legends that are on this call right now, not just legends in Legal Shield, but legends in this industry because, I mean, I'm trying to think of another company out there that can say they have five generations in the same company, and three of those have already become millionaires, and I know that Jeremy's going to raise his boy up to be the fourth generation of a millionaire in this company. So just, I mean, there's all kinds of incredible things going on, not only in Legal Shield, but also in the Moore Success Team right now. And it's funny that you mentioned that you might be able to make a movie out of my life. My wife just the other day was saying that they ought to make a movie out of your life. Of course, she was referring to Dumb and Dumber, but I'm sure you were referring to something a little bit more edification-wise. But I want to elaborate on just, you know, a little bit of what you talked about, what you can accomplish in this company before I jump into the subject that I'm going to train on tonight. You know, as you mentioned, you know, I grew up in a great middle-class family, and up until, you know, about the age of 16, we kind of had that Beaver Cleaver family. You know, we had the a large family, nine kids, and we were the house that everyone in the neighborhood came over to play at, you know, after school. My dad was, you know, very much involved in, you know, youth sports, our basketball and football and the scouting program and things like that. And when we didn't make a lot of money, but we never felt like we were poor up until he got cancer. You know, if we needed food, there was food there. And, you know, there was money to, you know, buy shoes and pants and clothes and everything else that we needed for school and stuff. But, you know, that all changed when all of a sudden, you know, we got the diagnosis that he had cancer. And he ended up at the VA hospital for a few years, in and out. And even on the times where he was out of the hospital and he came home and on chemotherapy, if anyone on this call knows someone that's gone through, you know, chemotherapy and radiation treatments and multiple surgeries and two artificial hip transplants and stuff like that, you know that you might be at home, but you're in no condition to work. And all of a sudden, we went from the Beaver Cleaver family to a family that, you know, wasn't able to pay for even the bare necessities of life. And fortunately, you know, we had a church that stepped in after many years of being, you know, on the side of being able to tithe and give to the church. We were on the receiving end for the next few years, and that meant just the bare necessities of life were covered by other generous folks from the same church. And it was a very humbling time, you know, seeing that, you know, we needed assistance to meet just, you know, the most meager conditions. And during that time, the car payments didn't get paid. The cars got repossessed in the middle of the night. So you can imagine, you know, you got basically a single mom with nine kids and no transportation whatsoever. And then the sheriff's department showed up at our house and informed us our house had been sold at a public auction and that we now needed to vacate the premises. And, you know, our ecclesiastical leader found a house, a small rental house for us, up in a little town called Highland, Utah. And at the time, Highland was just a small farming community. And the house that we ended up renting is about 100 yards from where I am right now. And at the time, there was just mink farms and orchards and pretty darn rural and run down. And it's amazing because today, I mean, there's million-dollar homes all over here, very nice community, and it's just it's ironic because I sit here in my home office and I'm looking out my window across the beautiful park in front of my house, and you know, basketball courts and tennis courts and all these nice homes and stuff, to think that just about 100 yards away from here is where I spent many years of my childhood, you know, literally being taken care of by the generosity of other people. And today, because of the generosity of Mr. Stonecipher in starting this company and believing in this company and keeping this company alive for many years when it wasn't self-evident, you know, we're able to now be the tithers and to take care of how many families. I don't know what the church does with all of our tithes, but be able to give back to those who are in need. And Monday night is a night that we set aside for spending time with the family. So up until this call started, you know, I was in the kitchen with the wife and the kids around the kitchen table, and we're playing a game called Boomo. It's a card game that we play, and just laughing our heads off and having so much fun as my little 5-year-old whooped all of us in Boomo tonight. And to just sit there and go, you know what, this is what life is supposed to be like. Mothers and fathers spending time with their kids, making sure that they understand how important they are. We never know how long we have those kids. And many of us on this call know of a good friend of ours, Travis Alexander, that is not with us. And, you know, I'm reminded on a daily basis about what a good friend he was. And as I look back, I go, man, I wish I would have spent more time with him. I wish I would have taken more trips, more pictures, had more fun. And he was just a guy I met in this business. He wasn't family. He was just a guy I met in this business. But it's amazing how much, you know, people that are just business partners become like family to us. And how, you know, we will break bread with them. We will go to war for them. We pray for them. They are everything to us. And there's so many people on my team that I feel that way. They're just like, man, I just appreciate these people so much. They are so important to my family. The lifestyle that we enjoy today would not happen if it was all based on what I do. I mean, I still work the business. I'm still in Performance Club. But, I mean, there's some days where I just got to admit, man, I get a deposit in my bank account and just shake my head and say, wow, how did that happen? I mean, that used to be a month's worth of hard labor at my previous place of employment. And to be able to live this type of lifestyle, there's a lot of people on this call right now. They're still going through that journey. They're still working to get to that point where they have that time freedom and financial freedom. And here's what I want to tell you tonight. You got to just believe. You got to hang in there. And it's not easy at the beginning. I remember early on in this business, going through some personal struggles and quitting the business. I mean, we went for 4 solid months, no recruits, no memberships, nothing. I mean, we weren't attending events. We were missing in action. And got a call from my upline, and they said, hey, are you going to Vegas? And I proceeded to give them all the excuses on, man, I just don't have the money. It's not the cards. My wife won't let me go. Just too busy. We're not going to make it. And I remember him saying, you know, Dave, in life you'll make excuses or you'll make money, but you will never make them both. And it kind of pissed me off when he said it, because I was thinking through my mind, you arrogant turkey. You have no clue what's happening in my life. You have no clue what my financial situation is right now, and you basically just disrespected me and made me seem like I'm a liar. Like I could be there if I really wanted to be, but I'm choosing not to be there. But by the process of elimination, I realized he was right. Because if my wife or my kids' lives were at stake, and the only way to save them was to be in Vegas, is there any question on whether or not I would be there? No, there's no question at all. Of course, I'd move heaven and hell to be there. And kind of as like a challenge back at him, I just said, okay, I'll be there. I'll be there. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. I knew as soon as I had to have that discussion with my wife that I was going to go, she was not going to be happy with me because I hadn't made any money in that company she referred to as for months. But I decided to be there, and I went to that first event. And, you know, I watched people walk across that stage, and they backed a Brinks armored truck up to the stage, and some of the veterans on the call will remember this moment. And, you know, people were walking across that stage with these little cotton bags and putting money in them, and, man, I just thought every problem in my life would go away right now if I could just walk that stage and grab a handful of that money. And I just made a vow that from now on, when the company's giving out free money, I'm taking it. I am taking full advantage of it. But even though I didn't walk the stage, and I didn't get a stack of physical money, here's what I wanted to talk to everyone about. I made millions just by being there. And that was my subject of tonight's call, how to make millions by being there. Because I was already out of the game. I had already quit. I had already written my eulogy for prepaid legal. Hadn't done anything for 4 months. You might be in the same boat right now. And somebody got me there. And just simply by getting me there, got me enough of the vision of what this company could do that I'm here today and that we've made millions. The person that got me there hasn't done a whole lot for my business in the last 12 years. They've never given me one membership. They've never given me one recruit. They've never gotten me into one group. They've never done anything that's put money in my bank account other than maybe come to the state of Utah and do a Super Saturday or something like that. I mean, literally, the only thing that they did in the last 13 years was they said, Dave, you got to be there. You'll make money or excuses, but you won't make them both. But the fact that I was there gave me enough internal drive that my wife and kids enjoy the lifestyle that they do today. Mr. Moore mentioned that, you know, we have 6 wonderful kids. We have 7 on the way. Number 7 on the way. By the way, Mr. Moore, I know my mom told you that we were having twins. I just need to clarify something. She told you that on April 1st. You can figure out the rest. We kind of let my mom in a little bit later. That was a joke. It's called April Fool's Day. She told the whole world about it before we could let her in on the rest of the story. But anyhow, the fact that we got there is the reason why we live in this home today. It's the reason why I'm very much involved in my kids' athletic programs, in the scouting programs, in the church, the youth programs for my church. It's because we have the time freedom to go out there and enjoy this life right now. Now, we still work. We still enjoy a nice hard day's work. And if I'm not working hard in Legal Shield, I got a huge garden and farm animals and everything else like that to keep me very, very busy. But it is so satisfying at the end of the day to lay down on your pillow thank the good Lord for another day on this earth, and to know that you've done something that day, and if it wasn't something by the sweat of your brow in your garden, it was you protected another family. Another family is sleeping better tonight because they got access to an attorney to talk about something that's been bugging them for years. And maybe it wasn't that you protected a family that day, but you planted a seed that someday will turn in to a family being protected. Or you talk to the HR director of a company that's going to get you in to see dozens of families that will be protected. But every day we can look in the mirror and we say, we made a difference in the world today. Somebody's life is better today because of what we did. I'm going to take this to, you know, way, way back, because there was a time in this company where everyone in the company quit except for Wilburn Smith, Mr. Ken Moore. And at those days when, you know, Mr. Moore and Mr. Smith went out there beating the pavement and finding people, Mr. Moore wasn't thinking, you know, 20-some years ago, hey, in 20 years, there's going to be this guy, Dave Hall, and, you know, his wife and his kids are going to have an incredible life because I'm still working today when everybody else just walked away from Mr. Stonecipher and quit. That wasn't going through his mind. He wasn't thinking, you know, there's going to be people make millions of dollars because I'm staying active today. He was just going out, doing his groups, talking to a few people here and there. But if he didn't stay active 20-some years ago, where would my wife and kids be today without a high school diploma in my resume? And so as you're sitting here thinking, well, there's not really a whole lot hinging on whether I go to work tomorrow, let me tell you, there's people that are 20 years from now, they'll be saying, we're multimillionaires today because so-and-so stayed active in 2013. So-and-so was about ready to quit the business because their production wasn't very good, but they went to that one event. What did they call that thing? Destiny something? In 2013. It blew the lid off of Legal Shield. Created a wave of momentum that hasn't stopped since. But they made it there. And that's when their business took off. And that's when so-and-so found so-and-so, who found so-and-so, who found so-and-so, who eventually found me, and we've built this organization that pays our family 7 figures a year. Yeah, there's going to be people that are telling that story, and it's going to have your name in it, just like I include Mr. Ken Moore's name in my story. It's that important. Yeah, Destiny Now, it's what they're telling us is the biggest convention, the biggest thing that's ever hit this company. They told me that 13 years ago. Dave, it's the biggest thing that's ever come down the pipe. Well, guess what? It was. It absolutely was. And every time I go back to another one of these events, I realize I'm just sinking my feet deeper and deeper in this concrete. I'm building my testimony of this concrete and the leadership that we have stronger and bigger every single day. And every day that I hear that somebody else jumped ship to go do something, I just think, man, what a fool. Because I am so locked in to the vision of this company, so locked in to the leadership in this company, and so locked into the friendships, that run as deep as the love that I have for my family in this company. I can't imagine entertaining anything out there. Nothing could replace what we have here in this business. You want to know how to go make millions of dollars? Starts with this week. Don't just be there. I know everyone on this call is going to be there. You'd be a fool not to be there. Everyone, if you're active in the business, you're going to be there. You're on this call because you're going to be there. Do one last thing before I wrap this up and toss it back over to the Moors. Throw somebody a lifeline. Make that call. It was tough for them to put our friendship at risk and call me out for not going to Las Vegas. But because they did, got a little bit honest with me, I went. And if I didn't go, I wouldn't be talking to you right now today. There's somebody out there. There's people driving from every corner of this country. And there's people out there that if they felt like they were missed, if they felt like they were needed, if they felt like they were important to somebody else, they would call in slick to be there. There's somebody that's got room in their car. Start talking around to the leaders. There's somebody that's looking for some extra gas money. Put another butt in that seat, that car, and drive. There's somebody that says, hey, we got an air mattress. I had a guy call me today and say, can we borrow one of your air mattresses? Our hotel room is full. I said, absolutely. I'll drop it off on my way to the airport. But there's somebody else out there that was just like Dave Hall 13 years ago that said, it's not going to be that big of a deal if I miss it. But boy, was it. There is so much hinging on the people that are there this week, the difference between those that miss it. Do yourself a favor, please. Call one more person. Just say, hey, you know, based on our friendship, I just really felt like I should make you this offer. We got room on our hotel room floor. We got so-and-so's car, has another seat in it. We can get you into that event. What do we need to do to get you there? Give one more call to somebody else. It might change somebody else's life. Worst thing they can do is say, you know what, I can't make it. Guess what? At least they know you cared enough to call them and invite them. It's better to be invited and say, hey, I can't make it, than to not be invited at all. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to toss the call back to you.
Dave, what absolute inspiration. Yes, they could make a movie, and what an ending it would have. You know, David, while you were speaking there, it brought up someone had made a call to me, and there's a Miss Sheila Huckle, just got in the business. I mean, just got in the business 2 weeks ago, already made her fast start, getting on a bus with Mr. Tony Barkley, her coach, getting on a bus, coming down from, I believe she's either Savannah, Georgia, I believe Savannah, Georgia she's coming from, all the way, a busload of Miss. She's been in the business 2 weeks, had a PBR last night, 9 memberships and 6 recruits. I have never met this lady in person, but you know yourself, somebody been in 2 weeks, already committed to get on a bus and come to the convention, already wrote 9 memberships, 6 recruits, and 1 meeting night. Dave, I believe that's a winner, don't you?
Absolutely. That's a horse you want to bet your money on right there.
Very, very excited to meet this lady in person. If she could hear me tonight, I wish earlier we'd have got her to get on the call and say a few words. We didn't. We apologize for that. But I know there's other people on the call tonight that's listening to what you said, and thinking, well, I won't come, that will now say, if it worked for David, Dave Hall, maybe I better go anyhow, because what if it does work? Where will I be 13 years from now? What an inspirational story. I know Randy, maybe Jeremy will have something to say to you. But Dave, as usual, I appreciate you. And your mother and I did talk about your twins. In fact, I told her 2 stories about people going to have twins that had triplets, and we had a good laugh. Now I guess the laugh's on us because we already had you having triplets. Trying to increase your family, brother. Anyhow, your mother's a delightful lady. I visit with her often. So, Dave, thank you very, very much. And I'll see if Randy has something to say. And God bless you. And we're going to see you this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, congratulations on number 7. And I want to let everybody on the call know, you know, we have all these great speakers each and every week that are on our More Success team. And what a great way to meet them. Just come to the breakout session. You'll get to meet Mr. Dave Hall. Put a face with the voice that you hear, you know, on the call. So it's just really good if you will take advantage of that, just to come and meet all the top leaders. I mean, if you need somebody in the state of Utah to help you out, I'm sure Mr. Dave Hall would be one of the best ones that we could ask. But, Dave, I appreciate you and Wendy, and appreciate all the years of service that you've had, and look for many, many, many more. And I look forward to seeing you walk the stage.
Thank you.
All right, Dave. Mr. Moore?
Yeah, Randy, you know, let's see, we're giving away, what, I forget how many Rising Star Awards, 2 Team Leadership Awards, Top Producer Awards, Top Recruiter Awards, Top Group Opener Awards, all at the breakout. So you're right, we're going to have to move along pretty fast because they've cut our time down. So the people who's going to let us speak longer, we can't. I hope they'll be the professionals I think they are and listen. But it's going to be a great time. It's going to be really, really a great breakout. It'll be fast-paced, but they'll enjoy every single bit of it. And I'm glad Dave spoke about the convention as he did, because you and I know, and Jeremy, how very important it is. Other than that, if you or Jeremy don't have anything else to say, I think we'll just end the call with just saying this, folks. We'd be happy to see you, shake your hand, hug your neck at the convention. Most of all, we want you to keep serving God, keep taking care of your family, put legal third, and we'll see you this week. Not next week. We'll see you this week at the convention. God bless you and good night.